Chapter 6. "Reverting to real space," the pilot said over the YT's intercom, while Reg Taunt and the Gossam were sipping drinks in the main hold. "Entering the Tian cluster."
"No need for undue concern,"
the long-necked alien said, taking note of Taunt's worried expression.
"I'm not comfortable with bugs, any of them. Not even the Morians, and they're almost humanoid."
"The Colicoids will be easily appeased by our cargo,"
the Gossam said in his most assuring voice. Taunt said nothing in a definite way. The Gossam's name was Lu San. A longtime Narshada resident, he had spent 2 years in an internment camp on the Smuggler's Moon at the start of the war. But like several other members of his species, he used the time to establish contacts among the criminal underworld and was already reaping the benefits of that education.
"Your ship is a marvel,"
Lu San added after a moment, clearly hoping to put Taunt at ease. Glancing around him, Taunt nodded.
"A thing of beauty."
During the walkthrough of the rebuilt freighter, Bami Decree's enthusiasm was so contagious that Taunt hadn't even bothered to have the mechanics' work double-checked. Instead, he'd relied on the word of his pilots, who had taken the ship on test flights to Nalhata and Yalicia, and pronounced her a wonder. And she was. Renamed Second Chance and bearing a Narshada registry, the YT concealed enhanced sublight and hyperdrive engines and sophisticated sensor and communication suites. Refitted with new mandibles and cockpit, the saucer had been twisted back into shape and cleaned up, but left to look its age, with fresh paint and Dura alloy only where needed. While the interior now sported a spacious main hold, a small galley, a refresher, and a private cabin for Taunt, with a bunk size to his bulk and smaller versions for guests. It would take an expert eye to detect that the ship was now a composite of a 1300F and a 1300P. For a relative beginner, Decree had done a superb job, and more important, had known better than to delay completing the work or add to the price he had quoted. Taunt was so eager to try out the ship that he had accepted a job from a Black Sun Vigo he might otherwise have turned down, if only it hadn't involved dealing with bugs. But Taunt had long had his eye on furthering his reputation as an earner with the Black Sun leadership, and the chance to do that had offset some of his initial revulsion and fear. Black Sun was finally recovering from an attack 13 years earlier by an assassin who had executed the cartel's head honchos, including the flamboyant Alexei Garin. During the war, several Vigos had attempted to assume leadership, but plans to align with the Huts in controlling the flow of the specious healing agent Bota had backfired and left Black Sun in shambles. Lately, though, there were signs of reorganization under the guidance of Dahl Perry and a Falline crime lord named Zizor. It was one of Perry's lieutenants who had approached Taunt with the job and put him in contact with a Kurivar named Maisel, who had recommended using Lu San as an intermediary with the Colicoids. Maisel was one of a new breed of information brokers born out of the ashes of the war and the birth of the Empire. One day soon, Palpatine's navy of star destroyers commanded by flesh-and-blood officers disgorged from the Imperial Academies would rule all space. But until then, there were credits to be made by taking advantage of what the war had left in its wake. Many would miss the Jedi Order, but no one Taunt knew. The Empire was already better armed than Black Sun and other enterprises, but at the very least, Palpatine's proxies could be dealt with turbolaser for turbolaser, rather than turbo laser against the Force. The Second Chance carried no major weapons, but the cargo holds were packed with what Taunt hoped would prove even more effective in dealing with the insectoid Colicoids. 50 metric tons of flash-frozen Eopi meat.